It's Thursday, the 29th of October, and it's Drich. It's actually quite pleasant. No, mostly grey. Well, 99.9% grey skies. I see the sun light. It's not the sun itself, but this light. It's a glaring little patch of cloud in the southern sky as the sun makes its way up. In fact, now there's two giant car headlamps. Wow. And that one has to be the sun, the second one. Actually, those patches are moving very quickly across the sky. Yeah, that's the sun. It's made its way out, but I doubt I'll see much of it. Biggest headlight in the sky, yeah. Well, that's beautiful now. I stepped out at the right moment. Oh. Everything else above and around me, and as far as I can see, is grey. And that one spot in the southern sky, the sun's beaming through. And now it's making those clouds look like passing islands with different landscapes, hills and valleys and moors and glens and mountains. See, that's where artists can capture images like that and paint. If they're quick enough. And all too soon, the giant headlight disappears behind the cloud. A short and brief exposure. And now it's went dark again. No, it's not dark, but you know what I mean. Oh, that was a wondrous few moments there. It rained last evening, and I thought, actually, if I could get the words out. Take your time. In fact, I think the rain has... I was about to say it only just gone off because raindrops were still dripping from the trees, but actually the rain has come back on again. So I've went from blazing sunshine to semi-darkness and rain. I slept well last night again and resisted the temptation to get up a second time. And because of that, I must have went back into a coma. Struggled again this morning with the alarm. Definitely raining now, and I haven't got any protection on. But at least it's like yesterday's rain, straight down rain, pleasant stuff. Where's my shed? I don't have a shed. Yes. That's my own fault. Yeah, cool. Actually, it's not, so take that back. Try to think how quickly and cleverly I could say mea culpa backwards. Oh, I need to go build a tree. One that's still got leaves in it. That's better. But, I'm feeling pretty good this morning, actually. And again, something was in my mind as I went into the shower, the trigger shower. So just call it that, just call it the trigger shower. But it was something entirely different from the norm, and it kept me thinking about this particular item. It was nothing bad or good, just something. I was happy with that. But I'm becoming a right cynic, you know. I guess it comes with age. You see something on the telly, you've just got to comment. You know, you've just got to, come on, that's all wrong. Yeah, a right victim elderly, or someone makes a comment somewhere in public, and you're thinking, but it's not easy not to become a cynic. I think it comes with age. I think it's part of growing old. I think it's just part of what's the word I'm looking for? When you're young, you're not aware of these things that, which you are aware of when you're older, if you know what I mean. So you get on with life, you're not thinking negatively at all, you just get on. As you get older, your mind opens itself up to being critical about things. And hence we all become victim elders eventually. I'm finding it difficult to explain what I mean, so I'll just leave it at that. Apart from the fact that I know, that's the difference, you see. I know that I am becoming a right old cynic. But I know I'm also not alone. I know there's a whole host of aging people who are probably just as cynical as I am. We should just form a club. The Cynics Club. There's an over 50s club in the town here. And we do things. And we've never joined because we're not people like that. We don't like to join clubs you're a member of, because we know what goes on. We experienced things in the past. But maybe we should actually open, establish, and the over 50s Cynic Club. And you have to pass a test. The first question will be, as your first guest appears through the doors, what do you think of the over 50s Cynics Club? And if they don't say something like, oh, that'll never work, then you don't let them in the door. I really am getting wet now. I'm more worried about my Zoom than anything else. But it's just part of life, isn't it? Getting older. Things change. Physically, things change mentally. I suppose being cynical in a way keeps your mind active. Leaves your mind open for instant criticism. October's almost gone. Almost gone. Still not being critical or cynical, but being positive, saying that every day that goes in October is a day nearer spring. And that's absolutely true. Go on, kid yourself on. See, I can't help it. If you get our friends over there in Oz, they're just, well, they're into their spring now. I believe the 1st of September is their spring, if I can remember correctly. Ian Cath and Garth. You only have two. Well, at least do I only have two friends in Australia? I'm sure there's more. Anyway, enjoy your spring. It won't be long till you're autumn. And as suddenly as it came, it's gone. Further new.